My remarks are remarkably terse. I've never been known as long-winded. One night through my casement whilst watching the stars, my gaze was diverted from Venus and Mars for a fair female form at her window. In the gaslight I happened to quiz, thought I, if that girl is about to retire, she's asking for trouble, she is. The maiden commenced to disrobe. She took off her blouse and her hat. Then fate proved unkind, for she altered her mind, and she pulled down the blind, and that's that. Now my wife is a strong-minded woman. There's nothing on earth she's afraid of. Whenever she's near me, I'm quite overpowered. She says I'm a worm, just a dribbling coward. One morning she said to me, Horace, my willpower I'm going to try. On that bull in yon field I will now demonstrate the power of the bare human eyes. The wife fixed her eye on the bull, but her willpower that morning was flat. The poor girl did her best, the bull did the rest. There are no flowers but a request, and that's that. Oh, it's no laughing matter, I say. I say it's no laughing matter. Look here, I say, before we go any farther, we may as well understand one another. I say, here, I've not come here to be made a laughing stock of. You know, it's hardly fair to me, you know. I say, it's hardly fair to me. I don't think you know what you are doing, really. I'm sorry to have to chide you, but I'm afraid I must put it down to ignorance on your part. Ha, 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 yes, it's all very well. You don't seem to grasp the, what do you call it? You're not aware of the, you are not cognizant of the fact. Well, now I've said it, but you forced me to. You know, I don't do this for fun. I don't think you know that, I get things for doing this, you know? Yes. Added to which that I am asked to come here and sing into this tune. Yes, I know it all very well. I'm asked if I will kindly oblige by putting my face here and making myself ludicrous, and then I'm made a laughingstock of it. It isn't fair. So I think I will proceed to carry out my nefarious design with the aid of the scraping of the hair of the horse across the intestine of the cat. You notice that I said intestine because I think gut sounds so indelicate, and that's that. Now a star fell the day I was born. I was one of a party of triplets. The nurse nearly fainted the first time I smiled. The doctor said, an extraordinary child. My father, on hearing the verdict, arrived in a terrible state. Our doctor, he said, don't keep me in suspense, but let me at once know my fate. The doctor said, sir, there are three. The first is a girl, strong and fat. The next is a he, a fine babe, you'll agree. Then he pointed at me, and that's that.